was a parade. Nowadays, if it was a parade, it would be Jesus riding a donkey into town and no one would be there. They would all be far, far away, maybe watching from their windows if they lived along that street. But nobody would be out there for the parade. But on this day, there was a parade. Well, see, there are actually two parades. On one side of town, the soldiers came marching in. The people, many, most, or perhaps even all of them, either paid to show up or threatened into being there, lined the streets and cheered wildly as the soldiers marched with authority. They were the heroes. They were the winners. They were the conquerors. They brought a violent peace to everyone, to all the lands that they occupied. They came to town on war horses. Everyone at this parade had better cheer or risk prison, injury, or death. But on the other side of town, there was another scene. Less people were gathered, but it was still a large crowd. These were the rebels. Perhaps they were gathered for their annual anti-Roman authority parody parade. Perhaps this was a new event dreamed up by someone who really wanted to cause himself trouble. Jesus came into town not on a war horse, but on a donkey and on a colt, the foal of a donkey. He was peaceful, kind, and he seemed to bring not a hero's violent peace, but rather something real. The people shouted, spread cloaks and branches on the road, and praised the one riding in on the other side of town. And the people were confused. This wasn't the same parade. This was not a crowd of soldiers. Many wondered why everyone was cheering. They cheered and also asked, who is this? And the crowd around Jesus said, this is the prophet of Nazareth in Galilee. People at the parade of losers may have said, we're making a mockery of what the Romans are doing on the other side of town. We've got everyone who is exactly the opposite of powerful here. The poor are marching. The outcasts are marching. But who is this dude on the donkey? The people didn't seem to be at their mocking best as he comes by. It seems as though they were really cheering him. It seems as though he was more than a parody. Wait, who is this that's upsetting our festival of the losers? Is he a spy from the other side? Is he the biggest loser of all? Who is he? Some people who caught wind of what was happening on the other side of town may have said, someone should round every one of the last one of them up and put them into prison. They don't belong here. They're a drain on society. I'd be surprised if any of them are from here at all. I'm sure they snuck into town and they're making a mockery of the way we do things. We need to show them who's in charge with force. And who is this one that seems to be at the center of all that attention? One on the donkey seems to be getting the most cheers. They're welcoming him as they should be welcoming the soldiers. How dare he come into town as a hero of peace? We're the heroes of peace. How dare he try to legitimize the mockery that the others are involved in? Who is this? He is troubled. We need to stop this before it gets worse. Do you think Jesus is still the anti-hero? The one who comes not with power and authority, but with peace and humility? Or have we decided that Jesus is here to wag an accusing finger at the outcast? Is Jesus still the dangerous one who challenges the status quo? Or is he the one who brings more trouble than the church can handle? Or have we decided to tame Jesus into the one who just reminds us not to use foul language, not to run in church, never to question the religious rites? Whose death and resurrection are we getting ready to remember and celebrate? And what are we going to do now? There's no parades. There's no community gatherings. We're not physically together. We're not cheering. We're not waving branches together, except in digital community. How are we doing Palm Sunday? For that matter, how are we going to do Maundy Thursday, Good Friday, Easter? Well, think we've got to do it by living out what Jesus was and is about. How about from Luke 4:8? Jesus says this when he reads from the scroll. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, for he has anointed me to bring good news to the poor. He has sent me to proclaim that captives will be released, that the blind will see, that the oppressed will be set free. Or John 13:34. So now I am giving you a new commandment. Love each other. Just as I have loved you, you should love each other. See, the calendar isn't stopping because we're physically distant from one another. Palm Sunday is here right now, and we're reminded that Jesus is about challenging the systems that marginalize, that oppress and hurt the poor, the powerless, and the forgotten. We are a digitally gathered crowd calling out Hosanna. Blessed is the one who comes in the name of the Lord. So let's lift one another up and encourage each other to continue to work for hope and for justice and for peace in the world. Also, stay home. Wash your hands. Avoid crowds. Amen.